This is Falkirk Daft.
Well, in the words of early noughties Christian rock band Stained, it's been a while. It's Falkirk Daft, we're back after a little hiatus there. There's been no games, but yes, your favourite Falkirk podcast, your only Falkirk podcast, is back, and we are here to talk about the game against Celtic at the weekend. And for once on the preview show, I'm joined by my fellow co-host. It's Ross Wayne, the Ginger God of Pod.
Good evening, mate. Yeah, we're excited to be back talking about the Bairns. As you said, it's been a couple of weeks. Preview-wise, it's been a while since I've been able to get on one.
It's like Stained said, mate, it's been a while.
Are you
aware of that song by Stained?
No,
you'll like it actually. Go and
right.
Spotify.
I will. I'll give it a listen afterwards. But looking forward to talking about the game. We've obviously got our pal coming in, and we will chat away to him about Celtic and their fortunes. I'm sure will come up last night.
Oh, I'm sure that will come up. Craig McCaffrey, aka Chippy, season ticket holder at Celtic. He's been on this podcast several times to talk about it. I can't wait to see his face. Oh, I cannot wait. But then at the other end, you're thinking, does that mean we're going to be at the end of an absolute doing on Saturdays to look for revenge? But who knows? We'll speak to Chippy all about it just in a bit. But we've actually got loads to catch up on, Ross. Of course, before we get into all the Falkirk stuff, sad passing of Dolly Parton is fresh after last night's news.
Yes. That's quite sad, actually, because she was an icon, wasn't she?
You were talking about like music icons that are still with us. Like, these icons, like, you know, think Michael Jackson, you think Prince, Johnny Cash. You know, there's very few of them left, you know. You go, like... Mm. Bob Dylan's still kicking about, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder are all still kicking about. But, like, yeah, there's been a few that have passed now, and Dolly being the next in line.
I know. Obviously, I've picked up and used a phrase about the, if you want the rainbow, you need to put up with the rain chat. But apart from that, listen, lovely singer. I don't know if you could say good actress, because she was in a couple of films and stuff, wasn't she? But she's more famous probably for her singing. And she was a really, really good looking woman. Let's not forget that. Right up until, I don't want to say recently, but the last, like, obviously 10, 15 years, she's...
Stop digging yourself into a hole, Ross.
I know, I've just realised.
You could have just left that there.
I know. That's a good looking woman. And it's really quite sad. So...
I had a very surreal experience last night. I'll always remember where I was when Dolly Parton passed away. I was doing, we kind of brought back, I used to do a podcast called Wrestling Daft with Grado, who I'm sure you'll know, and Rab Forms, who did Burniston. And we did like 200 episodes, or we did a good 100 episodes of that podcast. And Grado got in touch with me last week and said, I'm struggling a bit to get tickets. Do you fancy getting the podcast back together and that maybe bump a few tickets? And I was like, why not? So we kind of revitalised the social media, got a wee bump in ticket sales. People were excited about the podcast coming back. So we got back together with Rab and Grado, and then there was a few other assorted people from Scottish wrestling scene. Mark Dallas, who run ICW, you might have seen him on social media. Chris Toll, who does Pint and Two Shots. He's been on this podcast, actually, Chris. Ravy Davey and Jack Jester, people from the wrestling scene. And then we're interviewing Jeff Jarrett. Now, Jeff Jarrett is a bit of a wrestling legend. He wrestled for WWE, wrestled for TNA, wrestled for WCW, and former Intercontinental Champion, former European Champion, former World Heavyweight Champion. And anyway, we're doing the show with Jeff Jarrett right now. It's really weird backstage at a wrestling thing. I've been at a couple when you're backstage and the wrestlers are talking, I'll do this and you do that, and then you do this and you do that. And anyway, so we're all kind of going through the stick, right? So we've got Chris Toll, who's a little man, dressed as Jeff Jarrett, right? Now, this was with a white cowboy hat and sunglasses, like, all draped in the kind of Jeff Jarrett outfit, big blonde wig, actually looking a bit like Dolly Parton. We had Mark Dallas dressed as the Road Dogg, who was another famous wrestler, part of DX, of course, Ross, you'll know that. And then Jeff Jarrett comes into the room and says, I've got some sad news. And Grado immediately shouts out, "Who's dead?" And then he said, "Dolly Parton's passed away," and he had to have a sit down because he's from Nashville. He kind of been in the company with Dolly. Mm-hmm. And at this point, there's Chris Toll dressed as Jeff Jarrett. There's Mark Dallas dressed as the Road Dog trying to go through this bit about getting smashed over the head by a guitar. And they could see, like, Mark going over to offer his condolences, but not realising he's still dressed as the Road Dog in this wig, and then slowly just kind of taking the wig off to kind of put by his side to offer his condolences to Jeff Jarrett on the passing of Dolly Parton. I'm sitting over the other side of the road watching this whole thing of unfold, absolutely pissing myself, to the point I actually took a picture of this moment of Jeff Jarrett being consoled by Mark Dallas and Chris Toll.
We need to use that on our socials for this.
I maybe should, but it was a very, very surreal night. I was on stage with Rab and Grado, didn't really say much. We reenacted Grado meeting Hulk Hogan, where I played the role of Cody Rhodes. It was all very strange, I'll be honest with you. The wacky world of wrestling. So that was how I found out Dolly passing last night.
See, the thing is, see, because she's got such a distinctive name, though, at least you all knew who it was. Do you remember a few years ago they had that celebrity Big Brother? And
David's dead.
David's dead. And then the woman was gone mental thinking it was one of the other contestants.
It was amazing.
He's not dead, he's sitting and sleeping.
that was an all-time TV clip, that. Brilliant, love that. Anyway, that was the passing of Dolly Parton. But yeah, let's talk about a few things Falkirk-wise that have been passed. In terms of this podcast, we played our charity match on Saturday there. It was Falkirk Daft Podcast Select versus the Falkirk Football Fans in Training. And despite being 2-0 down and Falkirk Football Fans in Training missing a penalty, we came back and we won 7-2, Ross, thanks to your brilliant management, which basically consisted of pointing at people and subbing people.
Pretty much, yeah, that was it. So, to be fair, though,
and shouting push out a lot.
Push out a lot, yeah. Grant and I were very tactically minded. Listen, I think John McGlynn and Paul should give us a shout next time they're struggling. But it was a really good comeback. I thought we had a fantastic second half. In fact, I thought we ended the first half quite strongly as well. And but yeah, I think them missing the penalty was probably a sliding doors moment. But John, the big thing was we raised a lot of money for Maggie's. We had a fantastic social evening after it as well, and back into Behind the Wall. And in terms of money raised, I've not seen the Just Given update. I think it was just under 2.8 and in the bucket. So thank you to the 100 to 200 people that came along. There's just over 200 quid, £242, I think, in the buckets. Yeah. So that's taken us to the 2 grand. Two in total. Three grand, beg your pardon. Yeah, so absolutely fantastic. And delighted. I'm going to take the we got buckets obviously from Maggie, so I'll need to take them back tomorrow, and but I'll give them a wee heads up, and hopefully we can get some of the fit guys and along to Maggie's whenever.
They've already reached out, so we're going to arrange a wee photo with Maggie. So thanks to Lauren and the team over at Maggie's, and that's good. 3 grand raised, and thank you everyone that came along and everyone that donated. Thank you so much for that, and great local charity is going to benefit from it as well. Falkirk Daft Live is not far away now. 2 weeks pretty much now, September the 11th, happening at Behind the Wall. We can confirm, and don't think we've done this actually on the podcast, that the guests will be former captain Darren Barr, a man that got capped as a Falkirk player, a man that led us out at a cup final. He will be at the captain's table. Also joining him at the captain's table, two current players. Captain Cole Donaldson is going to be with us for the second time at Behind the Wall for Falkirk Daft Live. And, well, captain in kind of principle as well. Brad Spencer as well is going to be there. So Darren, Cole and Brad. And there's still tickets left. I'm very disappointed it hasn't sold out as quick as it normally does.
Oh, yeah, now I know there was 12 left, I think.
There is 11 tickets left because I had to do a refund.
So you did a wee Burniston post the other day.
11, yes. So, yeah, 11 tickets left. So get them quick because they will go
Listen, we always do sell out, and I think if you are keen to go, there is only 11 left, so get involved. September the 11th, get yourself along to Behind the Wall.
Yeah, nothing bad ever happened on September the 11th.
Nothing bad ever happens on
So yeah,
9/11.
get yourself along to Behind the Wall. And yeah, thanks to everyone that's bought a ticket so far. And thanks to everyone that's joined us on Patreon as well. We dropped a bonus podcast where we're putting together Falkirk Ultimate Team together. We started off with the goalkeepers. You'll need to find out who is number one in the Falkirk Ultimate Team by subscribing to our Patreon. It's £3 a month. Thank you very much to the following people who just joined up. Derek Ross, Katie Hind, Callum, Scott Fallon, all joined up recently. So thank you very much for joining in and join the Patreon. You'll get early access, you get first chance to go to Falkirk Daft Live, plus lots of bonus stuff that we just throw up there from time to time. So that's Falkirk Daft Patreon. You get that patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. The link is below. Right, let's get on to some club news. Now I've got some exciting news about this podcast as well, actually. What has been happening? We've signed loads of players. Right, let's go back a couple of weeks, Ross, and start from Jacob Murrow from DC United. Hell yeah, it's an American. Our
Oh, yeah.
first American. We'll find out more in a minute. But there, Jacob Murrow signed back, and it seems like ages ago, from DC United. He is a striker. He's 22 years old. He was the 14th signing at the time. Didn't, looking at stats, hasn't scored many goals for DC United, but at 6'2" is probably a kind of striker in a kind of mold that we're looking for.
Yep, absolutely. Like the sound of him. Certainly, I really, really like some of his finishes that we've been able to see
Oh
from.
yeah. The goals he has scored are belters.
He's yeah, exactly. So it looks as if he's when he does score, he does score a really good finish. So really excited to see him. He's got 50 odd appearances over a couple of seasons for DC United as well. It's the MLS. It's a decent level. It's
Yeah.
not the best level, but it's a decent level. And he's obviously thought highly of. He was. I know they talk about this draft, MLS draft situation, don't they? So like they get the. It's a bit like the American football. I think they get to the sort of lesser teams get the first pick of the college sort of standout. So I think he was pretty high up, 7th overall pick in the 2024 MLS draft. So
The
he's obviously
super, not just the MLS draft, it's the
super
super
draft.
draft. Of
Super
course
draft.
it is.
Yeah. And we've not I don't think we've heard from him yet, so I don't recall seeing an interview with him yet. But I really like the promotional video that they did for him. Obviously he was walking through the Enshrinor and he had his Rocky, no not Rocky, Apollo Creed boxers on, didn't he? When he was at the pool. So I quite liked that little teaser that the media guys did.
Disappointing, however, Ross. Again, they didn't use the Hulk Hogan theme, Real American. That could have been a belter. Fight for the rights of every man. Or the theme tune to Team America.
Oh, yeah,
America! Fuck
right.
yeah! Could have used that. But they didn't, so that's quite disappointing. But yeah, first American in the door. Who's the only other American that's played for Falkirk? Trialist?
Oh, that was about 20 years ago, wasn't it? Steve something, Laverso, Laverno,
Yeah,
something like that.
I'll give you
Was that
that. There you go.
Laverso, was it?
So
Yeah.
then, yeah, there you go. So he become well the first full American to play for Falkirk. So looking forward to seeing Jacob in action. Then we went out and signed a winger. Thank goodness, a winger, and it is the Highlander himself, Conor McLeod of the Clan McLeod, signed on loan from Wolves. 60 appearances at youth level. And became the 15th summer signing. We don't know much about this young lad apart from he's got the same name as the Highlander.
That and he has kraken hair. See if I could have dreadlocks, I would have my hair like his. He's got them.
Right.
I
Okay,
quite like his
that's
hair.
that ship has sailed, my friend.
No, it has. But
Yeah.
if I could ever have had dreadlocks, I would have had
Right.
them. I have no nothing to back this up, but I think he's going to be quite good.
Brilliant. I love that.
There's
I love
nothing to
that.
back this
Just
up.
like the looks of
Yeah, yeah.
that's it. So aye. There we go. Conor McLeod, it will be known as the Highlander in my eyes.
Indeed.
I did see a few bairns try to use the kind of magic like theme from the Highlander. Do you know
Yeah.
the Queen,
Yep.
kind of magic and try to construct a song out of that. I quite like that vibe. A bit tenuous, but I'm going to let you off with that because I appreciate that. There can be only one Christopher Lambert, Frenchman. Weird film, The Highlander, really, because it was a Frenchman playing the Scotsman, and the Scotsman played a Spanish swordsman, and Sean Connery was playing the Spanish one. And of course, the real remake in Highlander, do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Henry Cavill, Superman, is going to play the Highlander.
Oh, right, okay. Odd choice, but not a bad choice.
Yeah, I'll be all right. And Drew McIntyre from the wrestling, Scottish guy, he's going to be in it as well, so there you go.
I don't know who that is. No.
Right, okay. Wrestling, your wrestling knowledge. You're going to have to clue up on this stuff.
I will. I'll try and get there.
Anyway, American Part 2. America, fuck yeah. CJ Fordery has joined us from Austin FC. That just happened today. And he becomes a 16th signing. Now, he is a winger also, but I believe he can also play as a forward.
Of course he can.
And yeah, 22-year-old. Again, don't know much about this apart from he has the silkiest smooth voice in the world.
Honestly, see when they put that little video earlier on, I had to steal that quote from Ted 2 when Ted is talking to Morgan Freeman. He's like, "Oh, I could lie in a bed of your voice." he was kind of cool. Again, there's nothing to back this up, but I think between him, Connor, and Jacob, we will make Falkirk great again.
Oh, fuck me. We're great already.
We're even greater. We're going to be
make Falkirk greater again. Greater. That doesn't work. But yeah, is there going to be any space on the... They're going to have to extend the bench. There's so many players now.
They are. Listen, but I think we will start to see movement out the door as well. I don't think it's going to be massive.
We did speak about Alfie going on the last podcast.
He's gone. There's probably another three or four who could find themselves.
Don't say Tom. It's going to be Tom, I know.
I could see Tom, Aiden, Keelan when he gets himself back.
Aiden's injured. I mean, Aiden's still injured.
I know, but the loan window is up to, I think, the end of September. So there's still scope there domestically for it to happen. But... We'll just need to see.
We'll see what these guys have to offer when we face Celtic, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But Falkirk Women back in SPWPL action. God, it's hard. SWPL action. Jesus Christ. And they have started their season with two draws, 2-2 against Dundee United and 1-1 against St Johnstone. So unlucky. Gave a last minute penalty there at the weekend and end up drawing the game. But listen, unbeaten start season, they'll be happy with that.
Unbeaten start, John, and they really could have won both games. It was late strikes in both games that saw them draw, unfortunately. But listen, this is a level up from where they've been playing. There's been some movement in the squad as well.
Yes, a few things coming in.
Absolutely. And tremendous start. I know they've not had a win yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Absolutely. Unfortunately I didn't make it long on Sunday. I said I would, but then I end up at the Cure on Sunday, which was a really good day out actually. Right, listen. Let's talk about the elephant in the room slightly. I need to have... This is the thing. What is happening between the club and the foundation, right? Everyone...
Fell out, John. They fell out. That's what it seems to be.
It's very clear they've fallen out, right? Because we've seen this week that I'll read this, what the foundation had to say on when they released their new strips. And that was... hold on.
Strips are honking, by the way.
What's that?
The strips are honking.
What? Doesn't matter, you've not got a Wayne, but the people that have got Waynes will probably be kicking off because they're not getting to wear the Falkirk strip. And why is that, is my question. They said, for this season, we're advised that our teams would no longer be able to continue wearing the strips they had worn for many years. That was not a decision taken by the foundation. While disappointed, our focus has been on moving forward positively and creating something that represents people who make the foundation what it is. The club need to come out and tell us what the hell is going on here, right?
Or the foundation do. Either or.
Well, both of them. To be fair, both of them need to come out. There's two sides to the story, and I don't know.
Yep. Well, there's three. There's three sides to every story, isn't there, John?
Well, aye. What is going on? The club needs transparency on this because you can see the kickoff that's happening on the forums and everywhere. Parents are really angered that they're not. Yep. These kids are not getting. Is it to separate the academy and the foundation? Is the foundation still our official charity? None of these questions have been asked, right? And I would again invite to the people of the foundation, the people of the board. This is a forum. Feel free to send in what is going on. If there's anything, the supporters want to know, right? And you know, we've been as a club, have been very transparent with everything all the way. But this has just gone under the radar. I don't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. There's been rumours. There's been innuendos. We had the foundation. We want to build a community hub over the east side of the Ken McAllister stand. That was apparently knocked back by the club. What is going on? Why is there so disharmony? I suspect there'll be money at the end of this, which I don't know what's going on with it, but I mean, we need both sides of the stories need to come out. Like, there's too much of this kind of cloak and dagger stuff. Oh, well, they said, she said, bleedy, did it. And then everyone starts making up their own story behind the scenes, and that's how it starts. And then you can see supporters arguing amongst themselves on things when nobody knows both sides of the story, right?
No, and it does need to come out, John. It does need to come out.
Yeah, of course it does.
I do feel, and I know I've said this to you, actually, I don't know if we've spoken about this since it came out. I was disappointed in the comms they put out because all it did was lead to questions. I think had they just put one more thing in, that would have been helpful. And you know the one thing, because it's the one thing everybody's asking, why aren't they allowed to use the strips and the badge and all this kind of stuff, right? They will know, because the club, and let's face it, you and I both know a lot of the guys at the club as well, they wouldn't have just said to the foundation, you're not getting to use it and we're not telling you why. There has to be a reason, right? So that reason needs to be known, probably not for much for our benefit, but see the parents and the players and the coaching staff who are there, they need to know what's going on.
It's all focus. It's all focus supporters. You know, again, this is again. It's just this is what happened. This is what happened. So my mates' kids are in the community teams. Says kids from the community teams not getting free tickets from the club at all this season. Something that's been happening for the last 3 years that I've been here. Massive own goal from Falkirk. People are not happy. That's from one parent. Well,
that's obviously a side effect to this breakdown of the relationship. I think what we need to strip back though is what's the breakdown?
What's caused this?
Why is there a breakdown? Yeah.
I mean, you could tell, like, to be fair, I could tell probably about a couple of seasons ago when it was at the recognition night, which was obviously again run with the foundation as well, that there was a frostiness between the foundation and the club. Now, what is causing this, and why can we not build bridges? God almighty.
It would feel, and it sounds like from the outside, it kind of feels like whatever relationship, it's a bit like an actual relationship. It feels like it's gone too far now, right? In terms of like the separation of stuff.
But it's like we've spoke to Derek on this podcast before, and he's a lovely, lovely guy. Don't deal with them in business or whatever, but Derek obviously hides up the foundation. Like, what is going on? Like, we should not be at this point, right? Because, like I say, we've been so transparent with everything. The club have been so transparent. So why not this factor? I mean, it's a charity. This is what gets me. The foundation, the community the foundation was set up as a charity, right? So what the hell is, why are we not, you
to
know...
Be fair, it still is a charity.
It still is a charity. Yeah. And it was there when we didn't have an academy. We were looking at the foundation and the teams and you effectively using that almost like an academy, right? But now our academy's back and it's like, all right, it's almost like... And now, again, this is just me, again, this is what happens. Remember the club of gent, oh, we don't need the foundation. We're going to distance ourselves. So we're going to give you different strips and, you know, there'll be a clear separation and, you know.
But then,
something about it not being an official charity now and all this. I don't know what's going on.
There's a lot of rumours out there.
Yeah, of course there is.
And it does need to be clarified, probably by both sides, right? Yeah. Because even if the foundation, and I do still think, I'll go back, because the only person who's made a statement so far is obviously the foundation. I do think the foundation statement should have been a lot clearer. Tell the people why. Not even for our benefit, but for the kids who pay 35, 40 quid a month, the parents, and the coaches who are there, they all seem in the dark as well.
Yeah.
There needs to be an answer. Now, I had a bit of a comment or two on social media about it, because where I think we're jumping too quick to lambast the football club here, and we don't know both sides. So I think there has to be that information coming out before people can go, all right, fair enough, or I think that's really shitty. So there has to be a, what my opinion is, and it is purely my opinion, there has to be a really, really strong reason for this relationship between the two parties to have broken down. Now,
I hope it's not money. I really hope it's not come down to...
We won't know yet until it's said, yeah. But I think what we do need to find out, and I'm sure we will at some point, I don't know why we can't now, like, is there a reason the foundation weren't able to say, oh, it's because of X? And maybe there's a reason why the club haven't come out and said, oh, it's because of X, because of a legal issue, right? We don't know. But until that happens, there's not a lot anybody can kind of decipher from it. I'm sure it'll all come out. When that is, who knows? But all I would say is the people who are missing out is the kids, which is a real shame that they aren't getting to wear the kit that they would normally have worn. And obviously, we don't know about the whole official charity, official, unofficial, or all this kind of nonsense yet. We'll just need to wait and see how that comes out. But I do think a lot of the questions people have got probably could have been answered by that one detail going into the comms on whatever night it was. Just tell people why it's broken down. Because Falkirk, and you, John, you know everybody at the club. Falkirk haven't had to make a statement because it's not their thing. It's the foundation's comms to make, I suppose, because it's them that take the money for the kids and the parents. It's not the club. But I think there will be a response, I'm sure, for the club.
I mean, if they aren't an official charity, why has that not been...
Yeah, well, I've not read that anywhere. I don't know if that's just...
Community hub thing was swept under the carpet as well, right? And that's been kept very quiet. There was nothing really made about that either, right? Apart from you saw the plans and then that was it. And then all the rumour and innuendo happened in the background. So this is what we say. Falkirk Foundation, Falkirk Football Club, the people have to know, right?
Come out and tell us.
And as I say, this is an open forum. If you guys want to come, I mean, you could use the Falkirk Herald, but if you guys want to come, we could be like Kofi Annan. We could bring hands across the divide.
Absolutely. If it's at that stage, John.
Well,
when I take it, go back to like an actual relationship, right? For all we know, like, it's so far down that the line that there's no longer
there needs to be a comeback. There's no way you
can... we don't know yet. Hopefully we do know soon. It doesn't sound like there's going to be a resolution there, but fingers crossed one way or another the kids get what they need from the foundation, which is obviously a continuation of what they've had before.
The club need to be transparent. The foundation.
Well, the club's not said anything yet, so we need
no,
to wait.
No, they need to come out and say something, because again, you hear about the foundation offices being moved and all this sort of stuff. Like, so come on, let's find out. Let's be transparent. And the club have been great at that, as I said. But
they have. Yep, they have. I'm sure they will be.
Right, quite. We need to get into Celtic preview. But Ross, get out the bugle. No, you can't just play it. It's a podcast. If people are listening, get the bugle out, Ross. Get the bugle out.
Da-da-da.
That's a shit bugle. But we've got to welcome a new sponsor to the podcast. They're going to be sponsoring the preview episode. It's the Scotia Bar, everyone. Brilliant. You know, we've got obviously our friends over at the Scotia Bar have jumped on. And now, Scotia Bar in Falkirk. What do you know it for, Ross?
Karaoke.
Of course you do. But it's not just a karaoke bar. Even though you're going there on a Saturday or Friday night and the karaoke's born, normally Lauren on the mic, it's also showing all the sports there as well. So if you're looking to go and watch any of the games, if we're away from home or anything like that, they've got Sky Sports, Premier Sports, TNT Sports all in the bar, and they're showing all the sports all the time, as well as the karaoke. So what you can do, Ross, is get in for the get the games, watch the games there, and then stay on for the karaoke.
There you go. They've also got their random photographer who sticks his camera in everybody's face. Don't they? The people must have the absolute fear on a Tuesday when those pictures come out.
It's all part of the brilliant atmosphere at the Scotia. Sure. And they've got an all-day karaoke party happening in the Wolf Karaoke Bar. And that's the first Saturday of every month. So the next one is Saturday, the 5th of September. It's 4 o'clock. Get yourself down there. And there might be some games on that day as well. Or you can watch
the results. That's up the stairs then, John, is it? That's up the stairs in Scotia. Didn't know there was. I knew there was an upstairs. It's been a while since I've been in there, but it's good to know that that's where they are.
So Lauren will be hosting that. So Scotia, thank you for coming on board. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And thanks to Douglas and the team over there. Love to have you on. Right. We need to get in the Celtic Guard. We've got to go quick to Birthday Corner right now because there's a few birthdays flooding in. Happy birthday to Linda, 78. Linda, listen, honey. You know, that's in that clip. No. Jesus Christ.
What's that from?
It's a little gif of the wee boy talking to his ma and calling her Linda. Linda, oh, no. Listen, Linda. No, great. Anyway, happy 70th birthday to you, Linda. That's from Brian, Barry, and the rest of the family. Thank you very much for that. And Stuart Love has got in touch. Stuart Love Cuttle is a happy 30th birthday to him. Stuart Love Cuttle, there we go. It's your 30th. And Big Bairn loves the podcast, and that's from your brother, Kirk. So thanks very much, Stuart Love. Kirk getting in touch, and happy birthday to Stuart. And finally, I've got a couple more. Can you give Lynn George a birthday message? Thank you. There you go. Happy birthday, Lynn. I can't remember who that came in from, right enough, Lynn.
Oh, was that David?
Was it David? Davy George. It'll be Davy George. No, Davy very well. It'll be Davy George. So happy birthday, Lynn.
And Lynn is the sister of a certain Lieutenant Stardust.
Is that right?
Indeed, absolutely.
Did not know that. There you go. So happy birthday, Lynn. And finally, Jamie Douglas, all the way over in Texas, celebrated his birthday the other day. That's from Bobby Fleming. And I saw a couple of birthday messages going up to you as well, Jamie.
I can't believe Jamie's 75.
Unbelievable. No, who knew? Doesn't look it either as well. Happy birthday, Jamie, over there in Demnar, Texas. He'll be delighted with two American signings as well. There you go. Right, let's talk Celtic now. Let's talk about the game on Saturday. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. What an absolute win that is. And let's do it in the company of Craig McCaffrey.
Afternoon, evening, lads.
Hello. It's any time of the day. You could be listening during the night, you could be listening in the morning. That's the wonderful world of podcasting right here. You can just listen anytime. You could be on the dog walk. Hi, Chippy. Welcome to the podcast. This is, your third, fourth appearance on it?
Something like that, yeah. Sounds like you had been sick of the sight of me by now.
Just firstly, I want to do a bit of Holly Willoughby here. How are you doing?
You talk about you can listen to podcasts at any time of night. I waited for one of the Celtic podcasts. I think it must have dropped at 12:30 last night. I was that furious. I could not sleep, so I listened to one of the Celtic podcasts at 12:30 last night. It has been a day. I've been working, so I've avoided most of social media.
Yeah.
Shepard, can I ask you a question, though, right, before we get into it? You've obviously, it wasn't a great game. I watched pretty much all of it, right? So I get it's sore. But is this not like the equivalent of so you've won the lottery, but instead of winning 10 million, they've told you you're going to win 6. Like, you're still a millionaire and you're still going to have good stuff. It's just not as where you wanted it to be.
No, do you know what? It's ambition, Ross. I think that is just there's a couple of big things about last night's result. I think a lot of people, there was a bit of goodwill going into the summer, right? I think we've signed 4, by the looks of things, good players. A couple of them didn't turn up last night, but I think in the main, we know they're going to be good players. And last night, the way that happened, and there was deficiencies in terms of the team, in terms of maybe we're still a little bit short, but last night's astronomical in terms of, that's 2 years now on the bounce with it. Probably the mismanagement of clubs cost us about 150 million quid. Like any other walk of life, people are getting sacked for that. But what it does is that Celtic Park on Saturday is going to be venomous. And Excellent. We were all hoping to avoid that. Again, we had a season that was ended spectacularly, brilliantly, but it was horrible. It was just a really no. You didn't enjoy going to football. There was just so much division. Last night doesn't help that, and the board ultimately might go, well, we didn't need to buy these players now, but if they don't, there will be all hell to break loose.
But I mean, it's not like they've been tight, Chippy. I mean, the board were obviously getting a lot of grief last season, but I mean, they've dipped their hand into their pocket in terms of the signs this and the money they've spent.
But that's money that was already sitting there. We've made money off Maeda. We've made money off Ingles. We knew that Maeda was going 18 months ago. Rio Hatate's 1 foot, 2 feet out the door. Ingles, we knew was going to leave. Like, we knew that these players were leaving. Midfield is where we're really light. And we're Sarachi, Kieran Tierney, we know can't last 90 minutes. So we need a left back and Liam Scales. There's still glaring pockets of just where we're not strong enough. And we go in, and you heard, I think it's Anthony Joseph at Works for Sky. Celtic will splash the cash once they take care of Lask. There's just this thing that we've got enough to get by, but we're not. That team last night, their average spend is, I think their biggest signing was 1.5 million. The season before it was 500,000 pound. The wage bill and like, so there's all sorts of differences like in terms of the two teams. But Celtic were just really, I thought they were really poorly coached last night as well, and that's another issue. But we're still lacking a little bit of like physicality. That's the difference. You look at that side last night, they were huge. You've got Micah Bauer and McGregor, and they're not big enough, they're not strong enough.
Great
And
news. This is
that's
music to my ears.
but we'll be flat track bullies. We'll score enough goals. You've now got goals in the team. Giorano scored probably 20 goals a season. Negreanu will score 20 goals a season. Hogg will score 20 goals a season. So we'll be flat track bullies. We'll smash every team. There's a likelihood we'll smash most teams in Scotland. But is that the level of ambition? So Ross, it's a long way answering your question, but you
No,
asked around.
I get the point, mate. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having ambition, 100%. No, 100%. And you should have ambition. Where I was going, though, is the Europa League is still a big, huge tournament, right? Do you not feel Celtic are probably more suited to potentially winning the Europa League, though? Because it feels from the outside that even if he's had made it through, you probably weren't going to fare that well anyway, against the sort of elite. I do want, like, surely the Europa League having a chance of having like a real good go at the Europa League. Let's face it, if Rangers can get to the final, you guys can get to the final and go win it. So does that not sound still pretty good though?
Listen, 100%. However, I am not convinced that the Celtic board have that ambition. They have talked about just participating in Europe. Participating in Europe is a success. That to me doesn't show any ambition. I've said that a Europa League, going deep into Europa League, going deep into like winning the Conference League would be incredible. But I just don't think we show the ambition, because what will happen now is we will go and we'll maybe move to, instead of A signings, it'll be B and C, and we'll get a couple of loans in, and that'll be a lot. And the squad is needing like a drastic overhaul in terms of just the drop off, like from starting 11 to the bench. Listen, Europa League is probably a level, because there's times you watch games in Europe and you're getting absolutely turned over, and it's going to get harder and harder. Next year you go into two rounds. This year it's the if you win if you're second in the league this year, you drop into the Conference League. You're not even getting into the Europa League. The Scottish Cup winners go into the Europa League. So like it is becoming, it is further and further away. So yeah, I would love it. But we've all said that to go deep in the Europa League, but again, we just don't match that ambition either. And we're just massively underprepared. And let's say everyone in Scotland will go boo-hoo, but for Celtic and the rest of the teams that are in it, the worrying is that we've got teams in Europe, we could end up with maybe one representative. Really, we could lose a couple of our teams this week as well, and that it just is do it's doing no favors for the coefficient. But Celtic, I think the board needs to kind of go right from a bigger Scottish football perspective. If you invest, you could have bought those players and be ready, but we choose to every year we got it's an 80 million gamble.
Yeah, but with Duran, I mean, you think they maybe had with always bringing Hassan, Duran, who They were big money signings, so you think they'd learn their lesson from last year. But was it just too late in them coming in and gelling, or?
Hassan's not fit. He doesn't look fit. Didn't even get on the bench last night. Bring on Tenetke. Not sure what he does. So it's just a little bit of a drop off. And I think if we had two players, I think if we'd had two midfielders, I think we'd have seen that game through. Because Luke McKevin's terrible.
Poorly, by the way. I've seen social media today. I hope Luke McKowan hasn't seen
I mean,
it. Jesus Christ.
you look at the stats. I mean, it's one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
I think the worst, I think it was the worst thing to come out of Austria since Adolf Hitler, I think was one of the quotes I saw
I mean,
today.
that's just wild. But yeah, just not good enough. And I'm going to say something, and this will get clipped up, and probably it's a really stupid thing to say. And I'm not comparing Celtic to this team. I just want to really caveat that. But do you remember when Real Madrid had the Galacticos, and you had the top starters? So you had Roberto Carlos playing at left back. But if Roberto Carlos got injured, it was Michele Pavon. And nobody remembers who Michele Pavon, apart from he's a byword for the drop off in quality. And Celtic are a bit like that. We've got some really good players, but once you get rid of them, you've got just the players just aren't good enough. The squad depth just isn't good enough.
I
And
mean,
I'm not comparing Celtic to Real Madrid, but it's almost like the gap between starting 11 and substitutes is so wide. Dean Murray, we've got these guys that get classed as youngsters. They're no young players.
Tony Ralston's won 8 league championships, but only played 100 games for Celtic and had 29 international caps. Someone sent me that stat today.
That's wild. Dean Murray is not a young player. We've got Adam Montgomery out at loan at Livingston. He's 24. He's had eight loans.
See with the Real Madrid comparison. So obviously they were the Galacticos. Would Celtic be the
Oh, Ross. Touche. Well done.
Catholicos? Very good, very good. So yeah, obviously it's going to go two ways this Saturday. I think as a folks were, you're either going to, like you say, the crowd will be against you. There'll be a lot of venom in that stadium. But then if you get an early goal, you could go on to pump us, right? Because that's sometimes what happens at Celtic Park, especially after a European match, you had a bad result. Or the crowd gets so on you, and you've got a few injuries, I think, from last night as well. But I think Carter Vickers went off injured,
I
which
think it was
leads.
cramp, which is good. I
Oh, was it
don't
right?
even. I mean, Ho's a worry because he was struggling, and it felt like it was cramp or his groin. So Christ knows, we could have done damage to him last night. But again, Celtic's Pravda, we never really hear anything after the game in terms of who's injured and who might be in and out. But there might be a little bit of maybe availability from players. However, we're playing Falkirk. And we kind of feeling that we get to keep you if we beat you again,
It's
because
very much so after last season. In saying that last season, right, I think you look back at the games last season, we should have got something or won that game at the Falkirk Stadium where Nygren scored. Kasper Schmeichel, a couple of really good saves from him, and Kyrie Wilson, Mr. Sitter, and what have you. At Celtic Park, we were unfortunate we never got to face non-Sea Celtic, which I was gutted about. But then we had obviously Martin O'Neill, St. Martin coming back, which was great, and we obviously got turned over that night as well. We fared all right in the game where Kyrie Wilson scored that cracker. But yeah, we just don't we can't find a way to beat Celtic, and it's annoying. It really, really is annoying.
We certainly have struggled at Celtic Park. The closest game was probably the cup tie 18 months ago, and even then it finished a fairly heavy
5-2, wasn't it?
defeat, right? However, I think Celtic will be wondering who they're facing because we don't even know what the team's going to be. So
Who knows?
I don't th I think the preparation for Celtic will be probably quite a bit different. How they will be able to think as in who like the last game we played, there's probably going to be four or five changes to that
Do
starting
you think,
11.
Ross? I thought you might. I think there might be some changes, but I.
Forward areas, John. I'm thinking so.
Right, so,
Brad
right.
Spencer will come back. I think the
Yeah.
defense will stay as is, right? I think Brad Spencer will come back in, so that's the first change.
So do
I
you
can
think then?
see.
So then, do you think? I don't know. Who knows who's going to. Do you think Crowhouse then is going to play 10? Do you think Spencer and
Spencer and Barbrick will
Babrick.
be in
Right.
the two in the midfield, I
And then
think.
what do you think the Yanks are going to come in straight away or the Highlander?
I think one of them certainly will. I'm not sure about the young winger. I think the two Americans might start.
Really?
Yeah, I think they will, and I
Ooh.
think
America.
and I think Doherty may keep his place, but I think we are changed Falkirk team. I'm not going to sit here and say, listen, Falkirk's got a strong chance at Celtic Park, because we historically don't do that well. What I would say though is, if there is an opportunity to quieten the crowd or to turn the crowd in a certain way, there's certainly a really good opportunity to do that on Saturday.
It's all
And
about the
if
first goal. It's all about the first goal.
probably, yeah, probably. And if we can get it,
Aye.
it probably will turn a bit toxic. I don't agree that it should be toxic, right? And I get it. I'm not the target audience for Celtic fans in terms of what's acceptable, what's not. But I think if we could get a goal or create chances, might even be enough. If we create a few early chances, that might be enough to turn the crowd as well. I'm quite excited for the game.
Do you think he'll change his? I mean, no, he doesn't. But do you think John might go? We've been turned over a few times here. Do we go five? Do we go five at the back? Do we try a 3-5-2? I don't know.
I would surprise. Sorry, I'd be surprised because I mean you have to admit Celtic were extra time. They were left by all accounts they weren't leaving Lask until Linz this morning. So like from a travel perspective, like there might be a bit of fatigue about Celtic. So I'd be
I
that
would
would
have a go
be
at
if
him.
I was the manager. If you're a John McGlynn, you surely have to have a bit of a go without it being maybe too gung ho.
I agree. I think the best we've went there before and we've changed the personnel, but we've always kept roughly the same formation to have a go. Lask showed last night that if you pressure Celtic well, they will buckle. I couldn't believe the stats after the game last night when it's had about 40, was it 40 attempts on goal?
Right.
We need to have a go. I think if we sit back, it'll probably end in defeat anyway. So why not have a go? I'm not saying it's a free hit because I don't think we can afford to say any game's a free hit.
No, not when we've only got 1 point on the board, absolutely not.
But I'd bite your hand off now to go away with a point on Saturday,
No,
100%.
absolutely.
It's
gonna be interesting because yeah, like your team, it's been so steady and consistent, right? And this feels like a huge year of transition in terms 16
of like,
signings,
yeah, it's
16.
massive, and it's a gamble, right? Because you didn't not all of them are gonna work out. That's just the nature of football. But it's probably been the right time to do it. There's never a good time to do it. But I think having really solid foundations in terms of the overall club, it's probably the best time to do it and move some of those guys on that we're probably never going to be feature it at all this season. So you've managed to get rid of them and bring in. You have no idea in terms of what quality they are. You'll judge that at the end of the season in terms of where you're looking. You just got off to a bit of a sticky start last season and then really found your feet. So I imagine yous will be kind of hoping yous do the same. The new boy you've sounded today does sound like a character from American Pie, mind you. What is it, CJ Fordry or something?
Have you
I
heard his
mean,
voice? It's silky smooth. He should be doing voiceover work. I might actually see if I can get him to do some radio work for me because that's a silky smooth voice if ever I've heard one. And he's got
I'm
mad
not.
hair as well. Who knows? I mean, when was the last time a CJ signed for Falkirk? Never.
Indeed.
Exactly. Where did we've talked, we talk in the pub, Chippy, we talk about football a lot. And I've always said I think Celtic's defence can be got at this season. I think that's the one position I would say in terms of the park. Carter Vickers struggled last night. When you say that when you drop off quality, what comes in, Dane Murray, who's playing, Falkirk saw him off a couple of seasons ago where he was playing at Queen's Park. Ralston comes in when your right back's not fit. Tierney, as you said, can he do any more than 60 minutes, it seems. So there is I think that's where Falkirk might have a chance. Am I talking shite?
No, listen, let's see, I think it'll be interesting. It does feel like Martinelli's come out and said that he doesn't feel like he's happy to go with the four centre halves that he has, but Carter Vickers coming back has looked not his imperious self. It looks like he has lost a yard or two. It's certainly in the games that we've seen. He can recover, but that initial pace, there's a couple of players that have gotten by him, not only last night, but I get in the sort of League and Cup games that we've had as well. I think Trusty had one of those games last night that he has. He can be brilliant, and then he could be, to quote Brendan Rodgers, weak as piss. Donovan, there's a lot of talk around Kobe Donovan and should we go out and buy someone else, but you can't complain about not giving young players a chance, and then as soon as he has one bad game, we're going, we'll replace him. Like, you just need to stick with him until Johnston comes back. And there's the other one as well. Like, you might have Johnston, Vickers, and Tierney who are not robust. And that's about. I imagine Tierney will start. I imagine Vickers will start. I imagine Trusty will start. Scales might come in. You never know. But it's the midfield. I think is a bit. It feels the midfield feels a little bit lightweight. There's not a huge amount of protection in there. McGregor's lost a couple of
I
yards.
was going to say McGregor seems to get a pass from all Celtic supporters, but
Well, he should.
I've seen a few Celtic supporters saying, "Listen, he's been getting too much of a pass the last couple of seasons."
Oh, no, I refuse to hear a bad word about Callum McGregor. The guy's been an imperious player for us, and it's not his fault that at times he's having to run around putting out fires. He wasn't protected last night. He's never had someone in there that can protect him. That's not on him. The manager set up last night was appalling. That's the bit, and there's the bit. If you go, where have Falkirk got a chance? I don't think Martin O'Neill's got a clue. I think we are now seeing a 75-year-old manager that is maybe a little bit out of touch with the modern game, because I have no idea what Celtic's tactics or shape were last night. I've never seen us hit so many long balls. Our pass completion was 85%. At one point, I think we had 285 passes. I've never seen a Celtic side that have completed that little. And then you concede over almost 40 shots on goal. Their striker had more shots on target than Celtic had in total. And all we did was knock it long, and it kept coming back. And Casper Ho is not that target man. That's not how he plays. He's a penalty box striker. So O'Neill, for me, takes a huge amount of, like, for the last night's performance. Yeah, he'll get the plaudits when it's going right, but we didn't play brilliantly. We scored three wonder goals against Lask in the previous round or the previous game. It's a big one for me. I don't think Martin O'Neill should never have been appointed. And that's the concern, because yeah, tactically, I have no idea what our shape is. It's really, really, it's hard to see. And we're winning because we've got better goal scorers. That's why we're beating the teams we beat, because we've got players that can score goals.
Now,
I saw a brilliant picture cartoon today, and it was Martin O'Neill wearing a flat cap, and it was Lask of the Summer Wine, and I thought that was quite humorous.
there you go. There you go. I mean, goal scoring is something that I think Falkirk Ross, I think you'll agree, we look lacking. But again, we don't know what we're getting with these new boys coming in. Who knows what will happen? Because obviously we've been, we had a few injuries ourselves. With Ethan Laidlaw going out, Gardner pulled up before the Motherwell
I
game.
think he's fine now,
Is he
Gardner.
fine?
I think he's
Right.
fine
So.
now. Yeah.
I mean, we just don't.
He's had
We
a
just.
few weeks to recover, though, right? Because you've not
Yeah.
played a game
Yeah.
in.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We've been playing bounce games. Rumour has it, we drew 2-2 with St Johnstone. We drew. What was it? 2-2 with St
You drew,
Johnstone.
yeah.
1-1 with St Mirren.
Beat St Mirren,
Beat St Mirren.
beat St Johnstone, and did we not
Draw
draw
with
with
Queen's
Queen's
Park.
Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah. We
that's
scored
it.
some goals in that, though, so that was good to see, because that's something. But we, like you say, we don't know what's coming at you. Come Saturday, Chip, because we've got 16 new players.
But this is the mad bit around the season, right? It's just been such a weird season, because we've had the World Cup that went on forever. Then you've had a bit of a we've started. It felt like we came back from a in terms of the Scottish League came back far too early, and then you've had a break because the teams been like we cancelled games and whatever. Then you've had the League Cup, and then we're going to play another handful of games, and then we stop for a
Oh, no.
fucking 3 week international break.
Well,
Like, this is just. It's such a weird start to the season, and then you've got the transfer window closing. So I think until like the window comes and goes, everyone is it's a little bit of a weird time. You'll not really know. I suppose the thing for you, like buying American players, especially at that level, Americans and Australians tend to be they've not really set their heather on fire in Scotland from if we're picking up from like the lower tiers of both those leagues. That would be your concern around the
hey.
Americans that you've signed.
Listen, Jacob Murrell was a seventh pick in the 2024 MLS Super Draft. I'll have you
I
know.
mean, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds good. It sounds good. He scored an overhead kick and stuck one in the top bin of the two goals he scored in about 50 odd appearances.
It means he's going to score three soccer ball goals on Saturday.
I know, there you go. So we'll find
There
out.
you
Right. What's Ross? I'll come to you first. What do you think for Saturday? I don't know. I just don't know.
You know, I don't know either. So see, on that basis, I'm going to go
Yes.
3-0 Falkirk.
Fucking go for it. Go for it. Roll
Fucking
the
have a go at
dice.
them, eh?
Do you know what? I'll go 2-0 Falkirk. Fuck it. We're going to win.
Celtic are shiting
Yeah,
themselves.
absolutely. They've not seen our seventh draft. Super draft player.
No, we get to keep. Let's say if we beat these, we get to keep these.
I know. It's getting to that way. It's really disappointing. Hopefully, Luke McCowan will be playing in the midfield. That'd be great. Chippy, what are you going to say? You know better. And I guess it's the Celtic Park
Yeah,
season.
I think it's Celtic Park, and I think yeah, there's going to be a real pressure on the team to perform. I think 2-0, and I'll go for a Duran, two for Camilo Duran. He'll score both.
You really should sign John Duran. Like, you really
Oh, he's
should.
had about he's had about 40 clubs and he's only about 26 or
I
something.
know, I know, but like, just for the banter of having Duran and then Rio in midfield, I mean, come on, it writes itself.
It does.
Right.
Rio Hatate was rancid when he got on the ball last night, didn't he?
Hey, I think
He was
he's
really
done, is he?
poor.
I think
He was
he's done.
really
Yeah,
poor. He's got 2 feet out the door, and this is the problem. Again, the Celtic, we kind of tend to keep players hostage. They don't get to leave. It's like, just let him go and play football somewhere else. He's done his bit. Go and let him go.
Brilliant. Well, listen, that's the score predictions then. Before we go, you've done the quiz before, but I'm going to give you another. What's your best score been at this? Was it seven? Did you get seven once?
I don't know, six maybe, I think.
Six. All right, we'll give you
Aye.
another go at it. Okay, you've got five to beat. Stephen Rayside was on representing Motherwell. He got five. Ross Turnbull, useless, representing St Mirren. He got two. So you could get top of the leaderboard here, Chippy. Right, so I'll
His
give you
man
six.
Rayside's good at he's a very good he's a good listen, the
Stephen's
Stephen,
great.
aye, really
Stephen's
good.
great. He's a really good lad as well. I saw he's away to over to Freiburg to watch Motherwell in action. So he's a good lad. He's just a good lad. But let's give you your chance at how well do you know your team? And your time starts now. Who wears number 14 for Celtic currently?
Pass.
And what year did Lubomir Avcic sign?
2000.
And what club did he sign from?
Batista.
How many matches did the team go unbeaten in the 2016-2017 season under Brendan Rodgers?
They won all of them, so I don't know how many games you play in a season. 38, but
And which city did Celtic lose their European Cup in 1970?
fight
How many
Rotterdam.
goals did Tennent Larsson score to win the Golden Boot in 2000-2001?
42.
Who was the last player that arrived at Falkirk from Celtic?
Pass.
When were Celtic founded? Who was
1888.
Scotland's first non-Scottish manager? Who was Celtic's first non-Scottish manager?
Wimmy Anson.
Oh, and your time is up.
Oh, no, it would
Can
have
I just
been
say, I
Liam
hope
Brady.
Celtic perform as badly as
I fucking hope so as well, by
that.
the way. Right,
Because
let's go through the
Liam Brady was the
answers.
first non-Scottish manager, I think.
Yep.
In fact, no, Willie Mealy. Fuck.
Liam Brady, mate. Right. Number 14, Luke McCowan. Lubomir Avcic, 98. Signed from Duisburg. 47 matches you went unbeaten in 2016-2017 because that was obviously the cup games as well. 35 goals Henrik Larsson had. You lost the European Cup in 1970 in Rome. Last player that arrived at Falkirk from Celtic. Come on, Chippy. He's playing for Falkirk the new. He's the
In
number one
between
between
the
the
sticks.
goals. The
Oh,
two.
Scott Bean.
There we
Fuck.
go. Celtic were actually founded in 1887, not 1888. It's one of
Oh, is
those.
that like yous found and whatever? Last year was your 150th year, was it? No, this year.
Well, Celtic are exactly the same. They have 1888 in the badge, but it's 1887 they were actually founded. Liam
There you go.
Brady was the first non-Scottish manager,
Did I
according
get
to my.
any right?
I think William was William Molly Malley, not Scottish.
Yeah, I think he was Irish,
I'll
but
double check that. I might give you a point. No, in fact, you got the
no,
wrong answer.
I said Bum Jansen, so it
Yeah,
would tell
exactly.
you.
So, how many, and I'll give you your last one. How many times have Celtic won the League Cup?
I'm terrible for stuff like that. 26.
26. No, it was 22.
Is that a score of zero?
That's a big fat zero, and I
Holy
take
shit.
great delight in adding that to the scoreboard. Brilliant. Fabulous. We
I
might let you.
can't, like, you get to a certain age, you can't remember all that stuff. There's just far,
See
like.
if Falkirk do win on Saturday. I think we need to start chippy watch just to make sure your neighbourhood keep an eye on you.
I think so. Well, there you go. Well, hopefully it's zero for your team on Saturday, and as Ross says, three goals for the Bairns, so that would be great. But listen, thanks for coming jumping on, Chippy. Really fascinating listen. I think I do say that when I'm in the pub you talk shite, but you talk decent, sensible Celtic stuff, so
Listen,
thanks for.
I try not to cut because I get the entire world wants Celtic to lose. So I'm very conscious when you talk about the trials and tribulations of supporting Celtic, that nobody really cares. But I think like every football fan, you just want your club to be the best version of itself. And at the moment, it doesn't quite feel like that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens Saturday. Chippy, thanks for joining us on Folk at Daft.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks, Chippy, for joining us on Folk at Daft. Interesting chat with him, Ross. And yeah, it's going to be, we don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen Saturday because 16 new signings. You do think there'll be changes in the forward area then? Do you think Murrell will
Yeah,
start? Does
I
Ethan Ross keep
think.
his place?
No, I don't think he will. I
Right,
think
brilliant.
I think the back four or five, including Bain, I think it'll be the same as Motherwell. I think Brad will come back in. I
Obviously.
don't, I think Sibbs might find himself on the bench again.
Aye.
I think it'll be Barbrook and Sybold. The only caveat to that is if he was to change formation, I think Sybold would then join them in the midfield
Yeah,
if he
so
was to go down that.
Spencer and Barbrook in midfield. Crowhouse in the 10 or does one.
I don't know, John, because it depends.
Dottery on the right.
You don't know how these guys
Don't
have shown up in the
know. I
training
know.
already. Does he want to throw them in because Celtic won't know anything about them? Whereas Celtic would have a bit of footage on Doherty and Crowhouse and Parkinson. So does he throw Jacob in? Does he throw everybody in that's new this week? Does he just put them in to show that little bit of surprise to Celtic? That wouldn't shock me either if he was to go down that route.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens come Saturday. That's it for this week's Falkirk Daft. Thank you very much to the Scotia jumping on board with the episode sponsorship. Remember, go and watch all your sport down there in the pub. They've got sport as well as the karaoke. I know it's known for karaoke. It's still great for karaoke, but aye, get yourself to the Scotia to watch that. And thanks to Dougie and the team, and obviously, of course, the continued support of Behind the Wall and the Falkirk Football Fans in Training. 7-2, by the way. But aye, thanks for watching. It's been a while, as Staines once said, and we will be back on Monday to review the Celtic game. You can get, in the meantime, bonus podcast, patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. We'll be doing, Ross will be doing the preview from the Celtic game because he's going. I'm
Yep,
not.
I'll do a bit pre and post match. I'll need to send it to you though, as the king of the Patreon, so you
Oh no,
can.
that's okay. I'll give you all that so you can sort that. So you'll get Ross's. I'll maybe do it from Hunter's Pub because I'll be watching it in my pal's pub. So I'll maybe
Very
do
good.
one and there'll be two. So we get all that on patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. All the links are below. Follow us on the socials. Get us on YouTube. Get us wherever you get your podcast. Get your tickets for Falkirk Daft Live. 11 left. Come on, we can get them shot by next Monday. But until that time, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. And
Expect the unexpected. One of the best.
What Falkirk Daft? What Falkirk Daft? Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. What Falkirk Daft? What Falkirk Daft? You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. What Falkirk Daft? What Falkirk Daft? For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk Daft. What Falkirk Daft? We are Falkirk Daft.